Reading. The Birth of Modern Poetry. When asked about poetry, most people will say that a poem is a text that has rhythm and rhyme. Famous are the lines by William Blake, which have clear rhythm and rhyme. Tiger, tiger, burning bright, in the forest of the night. Other people will add that poems must have a certain form, with a fixed number of lines and a fixed rhyme pattern, such as a sonnet. With rhyme, most people mean the rhyme of sound of words at the end of the lines. It is also true that much of the classical poetry that we have looks like that. Except for some short songs and poems included in his plays, all of Shakespeare's greatest poems are sonnets. John Milton was one of the first poets who started writing poems without rhyme at the end of the lines. He wrote other poems too, but he is famous for his long poems without rhyme. After Milton, almost every poet had a hand at this kind of poetry that was free of rhyme. Wordsworth and Keats wrote some such poems, but that is not what they are famous for. This style of poetry became known as free verse. It was not until the 20th century that modern poetry was really developed. Modern poets wanted to break with all the traditional forms of poetry. One of the characteristics of modern poetry is that it usually does not have rhyme at the end of a line, and it is also often about common topics. In China, free verse was known and used much earlier. The following poem by Bai Juyi is an example of a poem written in free verse. The Unhappy Official by Bai Juyi. Never tired of study, reading until he could not see, holding his pen until his fingers became painful, sitting for exams 10 times until he passed. Success has come too late. He is now an important official, but his hair is already white. There is little happiness for him. When young, he spent his days being very poor. Now old and often sick, money and fame are of no use to him. Living behind the great red gates is a youth with the taste of mother's milk still in his mouth. Not much to look at, with soft skin like a girl's and a gentle face. He has never worn a soldier's uniform. At 20, he got his father's title and money. With the coming of spring, he is always playing outside, wearing soft furs and riding upon a fine horse, spending mornings with gamblers and drinkers, and in the evenings sleeping with the girls in a sing-song house. He spends his money paying wine bills, using what is left over on pretty girls. Besides drinking, singing, and hunting with dogs or horses, he knows little else. On the hills, wild grasses grow under a great pine tree. Two living things, one reaching high and the other happy to stay low. From old times it has been this way. You are not alone in knowing this sadness. Translation, Rory Alley.